This is JIS News. Coming up, Southeast Regional Health Authority implements measures to improve infection control. Climate Resilience Pilot Program launched. And CSJP opens community center in Waterhouse. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. The Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERA, has installed over 100 hand-washing stations as part of measures to improve infection control in all its secondary care facilities. Under the project, foot-operated hand-washing stations will be installed in all hospitals managed by SERA. Chairman of SERA, Dr. Andre Cook, says over 300 hand-washing stations should be installed in healthcare facilities by the end of September.
The aim and the objective is to ensure that when there's a need for hand washing, there's no need to touch facets or to get in touch with soap. So we're trying to put soap dispensers and foot operators better. The objective is to end by making all hospitals and all health centers, every wash station of that nature. But we are starting with the critical areas.
Dr. Cook was speaking in an interview with GIS News Thursday. The government, in partnership with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, and the World Bank, has launched the five-year pilot program for climate resilience, PPCR. Speaking at the launch on Thursday, Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill, said the program will include financial and technical support for government agencies.
The strategies and action plans will benefit the water, health, and tourism sectors, as well as coastal resources and human settlements. We envision a future that is climate resilient, one where economic development and environmental sustainability are parallel outcomes, and one in which every Jamaican man, woman, and child can enjoy the benefits of this sustainable future.
The program will be administered by the Planning Institute of Jamaica at an overall cost of $19.9 million. Minister Pickersgill says the pilot will include the mainstreaming of climate change adaptation in local, sectoral, and national plans. A multi-purpose center is now opened in the Waterhouse community to provide additional Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP services to the residents. The center, powered by a 10-kilowatt grid-tiled solar energy system, was constructed at a cost of over $50 million by CSJP with support from the community, Environmental Foundation of Jamaica, and the Universal Access Fund. Speaking at the opening ceremony, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting said the center represents a good example of long-term benefits of social intervention programs in the fight against crime.
The impact and value of this approach to fighting the epidemic of crime and violence is beginning to create a positive shift in the social norms in many of the 50 vulnerable communities that we have targeted with our CSJP programs.
The center houses classrooms and a computer lab outfitted with computers and Wi-Fi accessibility. It will be equipped with a recording studio and a boxing ring in short order. And Jamaica's ambassador to the United States, Ralph Thomas, says he will be engaging the Jamaican diaspora on a number of pertinent issues. Among the issues are immigration and deportation, economic empowerment of Jamaicans and Jamaican communities across the U.S., promoting cultural awareness, and strengthening the fraternal bond between the diaspora in the U.S. and citizens back home. Providing support and guidance for philanthropic initiatives and mobilizing the diaspora to have a greater voice in the communities where they reside will also be addressed. Ambassador Thomas has hailed the invaluable contribution of the diaspora to nation building and urged members to seize opportunities to participate more fully in the development and growth of the country as well as the United States.
So I would wish to see the diaspora featured as a centerpiece of our development strategy and our investment strategy. And for diaspora to members to understand how to connect with Jamaica in different ways and to benefit from those opportunities that currently exist.
Ambassador Thomas is Jamaica's 12th diplomatic envoy to the United States. He succeeded Professor Stephen Vassiani, whose tour of duty ended in July. That was GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.